the capital city's first new mayor in 20 years is expected to be all but decided today. With party enrollment heavy on the Democratic side, observers say whoever takes the primary is the presumptive winner in November. Recent polls show city treasurer Kathy Sheehan running ahead of former councilman Corey Ellis on the path to succeed two-decade incumbent Democrat Jerry Jennings. In November, the winner will face a mixed bag of opposition candidates led by Conservative Party candidate Joseph Sullivan and Republican Jesse Calhoun, as well as a few other third-party challengers. Democrats believe voter turnout will be greater than in previous years, driven by the mayoral race following Jennings' decision May 15th not to seek another term. However, some observers believe the unpredictable weather could throw a damper on the voting process, and many polling locations throughout the city have been moved, which could possibly discourage voters. In May, the Albany County Democratic Committee endorsed Sheehan as Jennings' successor over Ellis. The party and mayor also backed county legislator Gary Domalowicz for city treasurer. But Sheehan's camp is campaigning hand-in-hand with Darius Shanfar, banking that the Albany Law School grad will draw more votes than Domalowicz, who is backed by Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Comptroller Mike Connors. Jennings stumped for Domalowicz on a robocall dialed out early in the week to households of registered city Democrats. Candidate Domalowicz says he is well-equipped to be city CFO.
21 years on the county legislature and 18 years on the county finance committee, past treasurer of the county IDA, and current chairman of the county IDA.
His opponent, Shanfar, counts Sheehan among his biggest supporters, along with state assembly members Patricia Fahey and Phil Steck.
The treasurer is the chief fiscal officer of the city, and I have experience in legal, of course, but also finance and management as well.
Domalowicz and Shanfar are the only declared candidates in the race for chief fiscal officer, so that election, too, will effectively be decided in the primary. 9 of the city's 15 common council wards are involved in the Democratic primary, the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, with 4 of those for open seats. Albany County Democrats will also choose between Rika Murray and Sue Kushner for family court judge. Albany's not the only beehive of primary activity. In Schenectady County, it's winner-take-all. Jill Polk squares off against Kevin Burke in the primary for family court judge. There is no Republican candidate. Saratoga County is heavily Republican. Voters there will pick their first new candidate for sheriff in more than 4 decades. Michael Zerlo of Stillwater and Jeff Gildersleeve of Ballston Lake are running in a bitter GOP primary to succeed County Sheriff James Bowen. The winner of that contest will go up against retired Glens Falls police officer Phil Lindsay, the Conservative Party member backed by Democrats. Primaries are also being held in Columbia and Greene counties. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.